I must have said this a million times about when my son was 3 years old. That's a long time ago. 5 years ago. The guy's 8 years old now. I walked into his school, and as I walked through from the front to the back, all I could see on the posters, on the boards, on the diagrams, everywhere in that school, plastered all over the walls, is the idea of potential, the idea of possibility, the idea of I can, the idea of you are capable, I can be anything I want to be, you are awesome, all that stuff at an early age. And fast forward, and it was in my school too, and fast forward to now, all we have out here is people who have been programmed out of that. I think somewhere in between maybe high school and college, or middle school and high school, kids start to get programmed into the idea that they must settle. They must now pick the option of go to school, get an education, get a good job, move up in the company, save for your retirement. And that is the rhetoric. And when you look deep at it, that the average age people die after they retire is 5 years. People live 5 years after they retire on average. And we have maybe three generations of people who have bought into this concept and slowly watch their lives wither away because they are putting off life for some time down the road. Life is now. I think it was Maya Angelou who said that I am human, so anything human, anything possible to human is possible for me. And while I'm not saying everybody can do everything, but I don't know why this I can, you have the potential, you can create has been programmed out of our children to start to bring them into a arena where they settle, where they think that only some people can. Only the people who sing and dance and play instruments and do sports can be successful. Only if you have the right family. Only if you have the right connections. Only if you came from money. Only if you're a certain complexion. The color of your skin is a certain weight. Only if you're from a certain background. And the programming is so strong that even if you present 1,000 cases of people who come from worse circumstances, who displayed much lower level of initial talent, even if you show that people to that to people 1,000 times over, people will still be stuck into the thinking that, oh, it's a scam, oh, they got lucky, oh, they're not telling the truth. And everybody's looking for every excuse, every reason, every situation why it is not possible for them. And what do we have ultimately? Ultimately, we end up with people who get to live unlived lives, for want of a better term. They never truly lived. They never truly make a mark on their bloodline. They never really truly do anything massive for their generations. And what we have is people just barely scratching the surface of what is possible for them and their loved ones. People with immense potential. People with the biggest of dreams who doubted themselves out of it, who allowed programming to get the better of them. And ultimately, the saying that you hear all over forever, that the graveyard is the richest place on earth. There you have unrealized potential, unrealized talents, unlived dreams. Bucket list upon bucket list upon top of bucket list on top of bucket list. Just gone, and people don't get to do and be what they were created to be. Never managed to add what they're supposed to add to the world. And have shortchanged the universe. Where you have been given this talent and this mission and duty. And because of the programming, you allow yourself to miss the mark. And Bill Gates said it in a different type of way about a different type of subject. Might be correlated, but he said that it's not your fault if you were born poor. But in this day and age, it is your fault if you die poor. The information is free. I know colleges charge a premium for it, for the same thing that's everywhere outside of the specialized knowledge. Colleges are charging a premium for this thing, but the information, general information about living, about moving your life forward, about maneuvering the world and the marketplace, is free. It is in books. It is on social media. It is in blogs. It is in video. There's a handful of people who are handed it out. All day. That's their mission. They spend the time. They go out there to add it. Whether they're selling a product or not. We all trying to think that, these guys are trying to sell me something. Well, you know what? Your boss is trying to sell you something. The company you work for is trying to sell you something. Oh, you belong. Oh, you're great. Oh, you're this and we're doing this together as a team. No, they're trying to make a profit. They have a machine and they put you into the machine to make a profit. Do you mind? No, you don't mind. You get your paycheck. Okay, well, this guy's coming with information about how to do this and how to do that. But you're getting the information. Does he get paid? He get views? He get followers? Okay, fine. What are you worried about that for? YouTube pay him for that. He put ads on the video. Or if he's selling a course and you can learn more, you buy the course and learn more. Colleges just charge you $35,000 for a bunch of fluff about where the moon is and the star is and where what happened with some rocks and clouds. That doesn't help you in the world. So we are finding unrealistic things to blame and unrealistic rhetoric and unrealistic and nonsense ideas about stuff when we can actually get the information we need and create the life we want. Get on a mission to create the life we want. And the only thing is that never be caught in the trap of thinking that you're snapping your fingers and getting there. Life doesn't work that way. It's a journey. It's a battle. It's a war for anything that is worthwhile on this planet. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.